For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
The drug czar is still trying to frighten parents. According to the Office of National Drug Control Policy, 1 in 7 kids under 18 take unsupervised trips during spring break. They claim that this figure came from travel industry experts. Actually, travel industry experts say the drug czar is full of baloney. The Boston Herald reported on March 16th that, according to the Student Youth Travel Association, about 15%, that is, about 1 in 7, of the young people traveling during spring break are high school students. They have no figures for how many of those students are unsupervised or how many are 17 or younger. The Drug Czar's office admitted to the faulty math. They also said they would post a correction, which had not yet been done at the time of this writing. The SYTA claims there are record numbers of students going somewhere on spring break these days. They note, however, that thousands of them are using the time to do things other than party, such as interviewing for internships and even doing volunteer work. It's laudable to try discouraging young people from abusing alcohol and other drugs, but it will only work if we give young people alternative activities, provide them with honest information in a rational manner, and encourage adults to be better parents and role models. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
And now, another black perspective on the drug war. I remember growing up on the streets of Brooklyn back in the 70s. Back then, drivers risked losing their car antenna while parked on the streets at night, because gang members would snap them off to make zip guns with. What's a zip gun? Well, back in the day, if you wanted to be well-armed, you had to make yourself a homemade handgun. The stolen car antenna was just the right size for a .22 caliber bullet to fit into. The barrel and bullet were then secured to a small block of wood, and a firing mechanism was improvised from a rubber band and paper clip. A well-made zip gun could be very dangerous at short range. Poorly made, it was likely to misfire or blow apart in the user's hand. You don't see many homemade single-shot zip guns anymore. Nowadays, teenage gangsters have automatic weapons that can spray hundreds of rounds a minute. These powerful weapons are very expensive, but that's not a problem because today's gangbangers all have high-paying jobs selling illegal drugs. Plants that once grew freely by the roadside now bring top dollar, thanks to prohibition. If prohibition ended tomorrow, those plants would become practically worthless overnight. If that ever happened, teenagers who wanted to play with guns would just have to join the army or relearn the art of making zip guns. I'd be satisfied with either outcome. How about you? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.
Please visit our website, endprohibition.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.